Okay, got it here. So hi, formally hello and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. So for the theme for our practice tonight, I wanted to bring in something that I have recently learned from this book I've been reading called Breath. By James Nestor. I think I mentioned it some sessions ago. And interesting, fascinating book. And one thing that's interesting is some study, some research that he cites about exhale being very important and salutary. So I want to bring this theme in together with our practice and merge them together. So here we go. So what I knew but discovered again from this book is that we can only speak when we're exhaling. We can't speak or sing when we're inhaling. Inhale, then we talk, and then we take another inhale. And it turns out that, again, according to some studies, that exhaling fully, exhaling completely, and elongating the exhale can calm, settle, quiet the mind, and have some effects on not just breathing, but the parasympathetic nervous system. And so physiologically can be supportive and helpful. Now, combine that with a tradition of chanting. I'm not a big chanter, but the big tradition of chanting in both in Buddhism and Christianity and the many different traditions in the world. And it turns out that apparently, five and a half in breaths and out breaths per minute is kind of the optimal cycle. And also, some studies suggest having a quicker in breath and a longer out breath. So it turns out that what he was suggesting is that if you take some of the famous, familiar Buddhist chants and Christian chants, they are roughly the same length. The length that it takes to do the chant is about 5.5, 6 seconds, which translates to this 5.5 in breaths and out breaths per minute. So, oh, I thought, wow, that's an interesting discovery, a coincidence. So I've been exploring this the past few days, and I've been chanting and elongating my exhale. And exploring the calming physiological effect with the cultivation of metta, cultivation of goodwill, cultivation of well-being in a way, well-being internally, well-being externally for the benefit of all beings. So this is the theme I'd like to explore, invite us to explore together tonight and or this morning, whatever your time zone may be, and see how it goes. And given that our practice here primarily is about metta, let us explore, let us play around with the metta phrases, elongating them as if we were chanting, singing them. And you're welcome in the space you are to either say them out loud if you want at first, or maybe kind of hear them in your mind, in your mind's ear, but be silent, but kind of make your exhale elongated. So this idea of well-being internally, goodwill internally, goodwill externally. So, in the past we've played around, just to put this in perspective. Especially when we did the series on metta, we've explored images, we've explored different nuances of the words. We have explored radiating. We have explored so many things. And now here, we're going to explore the breath, the duration of the breath, together with wishing well for ourselves, for others. So something new in this exploration. I'm excited. I've been having fun exploring it and excited to share it with you. So let's begin. Let's settle. Let's settle into let's settle into our bodies. Arriving. Feeling the breath. The in-breath and the out-breath. Nourishing. This body. Inviting the sit bones. To relax, to give their weight to the cushion, to the chair, to the earth, inviting our lower legs to offer their weight to the earth and our feet. The entire lower body. I'm inviting the inner abdomen as if there were a line, a vertical line internally, aligning our body, relaxing around that. This vertical line is both having a sense of integrity around it with our spine straight. And also relaxing around it. Softening the chest. Neck, shoulders, arms and hands. Our face, our jaw. The eyes resting in their socket. Letting the breath move through the body as it will, letting it be natural for now. In the practice of mindfulness, we let the breath be natural, receiving it just as it is. later in our cultivation practice today, with metta, cultivating metta, we will explore lengthening the out-breath with the metta phrases. But for now, let the breath be natural. Now, if you would, bringing a felt sense, the image of someone you care about, someone who's easy for you. You don't have a complicated relationship with them. When you think of them, sense of safety, care, warmth. Maybe a smile shows up. Bringing them to your mind's eye. Their felt sense is alive, as present as possible. For now, best to choose someone who's alive. If possible, if you know your way around this practice, and there's no longer grief, it's okay to bring up someone deceased also. As long as they bring up joy and gladness. The sense of the felt sense of this being, this person, this being could be a pet or a child. Let's offer them the metta phrases. You can say them out loud, or just say them silently in your mind's ear, hearing them, elongating the exhale, experimenting. I'll offer the long phrases for this purpose. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. Now the next phrase. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear one. May you be happy Have joy in your heart, dear one. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear one. May you be happy. Have joy in your heart, dear one. Next phrase. May you be healthy and have strength in your body, dear one. May you be healthy and have strength in your body, dear one. May you have strength. May you be healthy and have strength in your body, dear one. May you be healthy and have strength in your body, dear one. Next phrase. May you have ease. May your life unfold with ease, dear one. May you have ease. May your life unfold with ease, dear one. May you have ease. May your life unfold with ease, dear one. May you have ease. May your life unfold with ease, dear one. Now in your own time, experimenting with a longer exhale, and the inhale can be half inhale. It doesn't need to be a full inhale, it turns out. Half inhale is fine, but exhaling fully in your own time with the phrases, as you wish, whatever works for you, experimenting. Maybe slowing it down. May you be safe. Dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. Experimenting perhaps with saying the phrases out loud. See what it feels like if you can, if you wish. Notice the calm that can come, the elongated breath, when the feeling of air, lacking air that might come up, it will go away, a sense of calm. Stillness, the air hunger will go away, interestingly. May you be safe, dear one. Easy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. Keeping the image of your loved one. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. May you have may you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. Notice the air hunger will go away. Sense of calm. Synchronicity, as if the breath becomes synchronized with the wishes, with the images. Sense of alignment arises after a while, after a sense of air hunger goes away. Now bringing a felt sense of yourself, an image of yourself, together with your dear being. As if the two of you are sitting together, practicing together. Directing the metta phrases to both of you. And again, let's experiment today with saying them out loud, extending the exhale. May we both be safe, dear one. May we both be happy. May we both Be healthy, dear one. Letting go of the exhale at the end. May we both have ease, dear one. May we both be safe, dear one. May we both be happy. May we both be healthy, dear one. May we both have ease, dear one. Keeping an image of both of you. May we both be safe, dear one. May we both be happy. May we both be healthy, dear one. May we both have ease, dear one. May we both be safe, dear one. May we both be happy, dear one. May we both be healthy, dear one. May we both have ease, dear one. Imagining both of you in your mind's eye receiving these blessings. May we both be safe, dear one. May we both be happy, dear one. May we both be healthy, dear one. May we both have ease. Feeling the ease of the exhale, letting go of the end of the breath. May we both be safe, dear one. May we both be happy, dear one. May we both be healthy, dear one. May we both have ease, dear one. Noticing how saying the phrases out loud has a different impact than reciting them silently. Now switching to ourselves. And if you wish, you can put the palm in your heart center, the middle of your chest, to connect with yourself. And for this part, if you have been saying them silently in the past so far, I do invite you to try saying them out loud now. See how it goes, what you notice. May this being who is me be safe, receiving the blessing. May this being who is me be happy. May this being who is me be healthy, receiving the blessings. May this being who is me have ease in this moment. May this being who is me be safe, letting go of the end of the exhale. May this being who is me be happy and joyful. May this being who is me be healthy. May this being who is me have ease in this moment. Continue to say it in this way, or say I if you like. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be have ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease in this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease in this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease in your own time. Your own rhythm. Now turning the wishes or goodwill or metta, radiating it outward to the entire world from our heart or heart center, touching ourselves first, radiating out, touching all those who are near us, near and dear and far away. May all beings everywhere be safe. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be healthy. May all beings everywhere have ease. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy, relaxing, letting go of the end of the out-breath. May all beings be healthy. May all beings have ease. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings have ease. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings have ease. As we bring this practice period to a close, offering the goodness of our practice to all beings everywhere, sharing the goodness generated, even if we might consider or judge our practice to have been shoddy. Trusting there is goodness here, there's goodness generated in this cultivation. And aligning our actions with our intentions of goodwill. Sharing this goodness together as a sangha far and wide. Generosity and gratitude for this breath. Letting go of the merit generously, letting go of the out-breath. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be free. Thank you for your practice. So, today we experimented with the metta phrases, saying them out loud, actually, and exploring, elongating the out-breath as if we were chanting, not quite chanting, as if we were chanting, elongating the out-breath especially, and the in-breath letting it be as it was, half full. And exploring how the mind can actually be more quiet, become more quiet with this kind of breathing, make more space for the cultivation of metta, because the mind is not going here and there and everywhere. In some ways, you know, I've described the practice of metta as a three-ring circus, whereas there is the image of the loved one, the dear being, there is the feeling of metta, and then there are the phrases. Here now tonight, we had a four-ring circus. We're juggling four balls, and the fourth one being the rhythm of our breath. So what I noticed, and would love to hear what you discovered, that as As I've been experimenting with this breathing technique, at first there's a sense of air hunger that comes up when the out breath is elongated and in breath is half full. And then there's a sense of calm and peace. The mind becomes more quiet. And I feel as if I've meditated for a long, long time right now, even though it's been 30 minutes and I've been talking most of the time teaching. So interesting. So I'm curious what you explored, what you discovered, what worked, what didn't. And you can type in chat if it's to everyone. I'll read your name as well as your reflection. If it's just to me, then I will only read your question or your comment, not your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand. Yes, and bring your voice into the space. So please don't be shy, especially if you haven't spoken, shared in a while. Would love to hear from you. What did you discover? This is new. Bleeding edge. Neil, please.
So I found saying the phrases aloud made this complicated. Right? There was like, it felt like there was a lot going on for me. I don't even always say the phrases when I practice metta. Sometimes I will, just say like the last word, happy or something. So saying the whole sentences and saying even the longer versions to try to drag the breath out, it made the metta less accessible to me, I think.
Yeah. Thank you for that observation. And how are you feeling now afterwards, given all the complication of the juggling of these balls? Or at the end of your practice?
Well, right. I mean, there was a settling, right? I mean, you talk about, feeling settled, right? I could say, things started to be less bad at the end, right? That's not quite the same thing as feeling settled. right. So it left me, wondering, if I were to do this more and, get better at it, perhaps it won't be as bad, I guess.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, it's an interesting exploration, and maybe some other things need to be explored. So let me mention something. So I really appreciate your reflection, Neil. So maybe something to explore is elongating the breath, but with reciting them silently. Maybe that would make it less busy in the mind, because saying is, or maybe just, maybe it's too much to add in one go. So that might be actually something to explore and experiment with. Getting another reflection here saying, similar to you, don't go away, Neil, saying, I had a similar experience. My mind was trying to keep up with the pacing of the phrases, but it felt like I wanted to go slower. So I muted the audio so that I could try it on my own. Great. Okay. So it seems like maybe the phrases out loud and this pacing could feel like too much, could feel like too many balls juggled. So, and I appreciate the person who sent me the reflection. So yeah, trying to go it on your own pace, trying to slow it down, trying to go. And another thing that could actually, maybe exploring this would be to try just one phrase. Just try one phrase, and that could be the repetition. It could be that, we're rotating or, going through the four phrases and the breath, and it's just too much to keep in mind. And I confused the phrases at some point where I was too. It is a lot to. So with the, what I was exploring actually, what I was exploring earlier this week was another chant, which is actually a Mahayana chant is, which was mentioned in this book, because the metta chant, again, the metta phrases can be more complicated. So I'm just thinking about ways to explore. So Om Mani Padme Om is what I was exploring. Om Mani Padme Om. And that has a rhythmicness or rhythmicity that can be helpful in maybe doing metta to that. So we can explore. This is fun. Thanks for bringing this up, Neil. We're exploring this together. Stephanie says, not sure if my camera is off or on. I can't see you, Stephanie. I'm not sure. But say, saying the phrases out loud felt so good. It felt energetic, and I enjoyed my hearing my voice blending with yours, Nikki. Visualizing my friend added energy as well. Thank you. Great. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for that reflection also, for adding that, the energizing aspect, because that's also another thing that saying the phrases out loud can do, kind of this energizing. We can't fall asleep, because actually that's what chanting does. Usually on retreats, we do chanting at the end of the evening so that it brings up energy so you don't fall asleep. So many different, you know, we're exploring here together and figuring out what can work for ourselves. So Diana, I see you. Let's make this brief because we're running out of time for the group. So
at the beginning of the meditation, I didn't feel right with the world at all. At the end, I had just much calm and was really at peace. I have a question about the in-breath. What happened? Because I was trying to get enough going and I was sucking it up. And then how do you pace the in-breath?
Yeah. So thanks for that report and the question, Diana. So according to these studies, the in-breath, in-breath can be half full. And this is kind of a practice. So in-breath can be half full. It doesn't have to be full. And the out-breath, the exhale needs to be more complete. And in fact, this method is taught to athletes to run or swim and kind of like in training to take a half breath, not fill the lungs fully, but kind of half breath and exhale. Extend or exhale as long as possible as a training, so that the body can take in more air and the calming effect.
I felt I was running out of breath. So
I know it feels like that, but yeah, but then it, okay. But it kind of, there's a sense of calm that overcomes the body when one gets used to it. Again, we're exploring here. We're being scientists of our own mind and body. Jerry says the extension of the expiration over the inspiration was very calming. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, it tends to be very calming. So great. Thank you all for these reflections. Very interesting what we discover, how to tune it for ourselves, how we figure our own way through this. These are just skillful means of what might be supportive for you. So let's turn and practice in small groups, in breakout groups of size of three. And as always, we start with 15 seconds of silent metta for one another, and then share as much or as little exploring this. And here the rooms are created with metta for yourself and metta for your fellow travelers. Okay, have fun. Welcome back. The rooms are closed, so we have just a minute if there are any reflections that you'd like to share from what you discovered talking with each other. Please, don't be shy. Go, raise your hand. Type in chat. What did you discover? Jerry says, reinforce the calming effect. Being with others. That's great. Thanks, Jerry. Any other reflections? Any thoughts, any questions? Last chance. on this practice. So actually, let's take a little poll. Let me see if this is possible. Would you like to, let's see, how can I do this poll quickly? Edit? No, okay, no, this is not going to work. Okay, let's try this. You can try your reactions. So if you want to try this practice again here in different ways, do a yes in your reactions. Choose the green bar. If you don't want to try this ever again at happy hour, do the red, the X mark. And if you click on reactions, I think you'll see the you can vote. Okay, so we have 10 yeses, no nos. Okay, all right. So we had okay, great. So. All right, well, we will try it. Maybe we'll try it a little differently next time. But yeah, lots of yeses, no nos. So, okay, we'll explore. Oh, Violet has her hand raised. Tell you what, Violet, it's 7:01, so I'll formally close, but I do want to hear from you. I want to give the chance to people to leave, but I do want to hear from you. So is it quick or is it longer? Tell me.
It's quick. I just wanted to say I usually force myself to focus on the in-breath to stay awake. So I liked the permission to just do the out-breath this time.
Nice. Nice. Great. Thank you. That was quick and that was a lovely contribution. So on that note, the permission to really focus on the out-breath, which can be calming, relaxing. Maybe we'll bring this again. We'll explore different ways of practicing in this way. And thank you all. Thank you for your practice and exploring. Thank you all. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thank you. And now I'm going to